Good morning. Thank you guys for joining with me. I'm going to go ahead and go from left to right. Go ahead and just give me your first and last name.
I'm Tyler Borges.
Mitch Landon.
Mason Smith.
Austin Capella.
And thank you guys again for joining with me. This is a really unique and interesting opportunity that you guys have given me to actually sit down with you guys. As far as the sports teams go for our digital media program, we haven't done much with baseball. It's been a lot of focus on basketball and a lot of the sports that we can kind of broadcast live and get out there. But with me working with you guys directly, it really gives me that room to come here and talk to you guys one-on-one. I just want to give you guys the room to really talk about what you're expecting for the spring season based on how the fall has kind of gone with you guys being here the longest. So what are you guys thinking about in the spring?
So I think we have a good chance to be actually pretty good this year. I really do. I think we play well as a team. I think throughout the fall, our biggest thing was not only getting individually better, but continuing to build the relationships upon, like, among the team, like getting closer, building that team chemistry. And I believe that we've done better throughout the fall, and especially towards the end of the fall. I feel like we're pretty close as a team, and I believe that if that carries over in the spring, we have a chance to be pretty good.
And you mentioned that it kind of did pick up towards the end. Being someone that actually got to be in the dugout with you guys, it was really interesting to see the momentum kind of build throughout mm-hmm. the fall. Again, I don't know you guys. All I get to see is what I get to see at practice and how I get to see you guys in the dugout. And I would say at the beginning, it seemed to kind of start a little quiet. It was very kind of reserved. Mm-hmm. And as far as I know, this is mostly a new team, right? Coaching staff yeah. included. It was interesting to see you guys go from kind of like quiet to kind of pick up the pace. And I hear shouting, I hear cheering, and you guys are so in it with each other. So like that was interesting to see that kind of build. Do you guys feel that maybe that momentum picking up at the end is something that we want to keep doing into the spring? Do you know what I mean? It was yeah. so nice to see mm-hmm. you guys react. And
yeah, no, that's something that we talked about. We started this thing called, it's called like a juice off. And basically our coaches will pick two people and it's just who can bring the most energy every single day. And it's kind of like a joke in almost a way, just because, but it also works because people will just start yelling random stuff. Then the energy builds behind that. Even if it starts off as a joke, I feel that just saying it allows it to bring more energy.
I think it also makes people less tense. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're a guy that doesn't talk a lot or you know, bring a ton of energy to practice every day because that's just not who you are, and you get picked to do the juice off, you have to do it, and it kind of just loosens everybody up. It's a good time.
Yeah, it definitely makes everybody closer, for sure.
Have any of you guys been selected for the juice off yet?
All of us.
Yeah, sure. All of you guys?
All of us have been.
Yeah.
It's a good thing for the freshmen are like kind of scared to talk or like try and become that captain or, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, being a leader.
Yeah.
So the other thing I want to go ahead and touch on, because this is kind of a preseason kind of catch up because we're prepping for spring. I noticed that you guys mentioned starting at least Monday, you guys are doing kind of individualized practices or different categories. Could one of you guys talk to me a little bit more about that?
Yeah. Anybody? So we only have probably 2 to 3 more weeks before we get back home for a break. So basically we took 2 weeks off from throwing. So we'll go out there, we'll throw, get our arms back in shape. And then the catchers are kind of, Coach Younger is working with us catchers individually while everybody else hits. And then we just basically lift after that. And I feel like this time period is just about getting bigger, faster, stronger. It's not really about your swing so much. It's just getting more athletic for the season and getting all that stuff ready. Because I feel like once we get back in the spring, that's when they start worrying. Okay, you're strong, fast, in shape. Like, you are what you are now. Like, you could know you're not gonna have enough time to get more athletic within 2 weeks. Like, it's just not gonna happen. We've been working on that all fall, so I think we're just kind of setting the base for the season to where we can get back in the spring and kind of focus on getting better at actual baseball than all the side stuff that goes into it.
Gotcha. And Cap, I'd love it if you could tell me a little bit directly across the pitch from the pitching side.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Robinson, he's done a really good job. We're really focusing right now just on different drill work and, like, our specific needs. You know, everybody else has their individual needs, you know, whether it's, you know, throwing strikes or, you know, working on a certain pitch or just getting consistent in different ways. And, you know, with everybody, you know, kind of working together and being on their own program and, you know, having everything structured and laid out with drill work and our recovery, our mobility, stretching, running, everything. It's really helping us kind of take that next step and come closer as a staff, and also, you know, just get better and get ready for spring. So it's exciting.
Gotcha. And then Mason or Mitch from the outfield, what are you guys seeing at practice?
We have a lot more outfielders this year, that's for sure. But, I mean, drill-wise, we had never done, I mean, much drills. Like, normally drills for outfield is just pop flies and grounders. You just kind of do whatever. But he's got us running through all kinds of drills now, running routes, running, trying to rob balls, trying right. just extra stuff to
make. Definitely brought some new stuff to the table to make it more fun for us and, you know, just get us some extra work under our shoes. But I will say, I do like how they have us in different groups and stuff for hitting and just stuff that we lack, things that we lack. Coach Younger actually put us in different groups to, you know, work on stuff. So, like, I got to work on driving my back foot. Some guys got to work on bat pass. Some guys got to work on bat speed. So everybody's different, and he has us in different groups, which is awesome. So we're really liking that. So.
Okay. And really quick question just to address the elephant in the room. Without naming names directly, I mean, you guys have been here the longest. You guys have seen the most changes in coaching staff over the seasons. How do you guys feel like things have changed in the new season?
I think it's been a drastic change from last year's coaching staff to this. Not even like a bad way, it's two completely different styles of coaching, like completely different style. Like, not one practice this year has been the same as last year and vice versa, other than like scrimmage days, which that's the same. But as far as just normal practice, it's completely different. It's
for like the entire like
it's like a new environment.
Yeah, the whole environment's new. Yeah. Like, it's nothing's down or bad. It's just like, how can we fix this and
yeah, work it's like forward. A new energy. It definitely helps.
So, Mitch, you started touching on a little bit of the specifics that Coach Younger has kind of implemented this season with kind of differentiating you guys into groups on what needs to be improved or what you guys are capitalizing on. Is there anything else that kind of stands out from Coach Younger and his staff about that, you know, that they're doing different, that maybe they're trying to bring into the program that you haven't seen before?
They put a lot of effort into us. I feel like they put a lot of effort into making sure each player has exactly what they need to give them the best chance to be good in the spring. I feel like he really looks at us individually. I mean, we even took a test, an analytics test that just like tested our eyes, our reaction time, all that kind of extra stuff. I mean, he's just going beyond just to make sure that we can be good players, and it's good to know that you have a coach that cares.
I know one of the biggest things is the emphasis they put on weight training this year mm-hmm. is far more than they put on last year, and I've always been an advocate of getting stronger for baseball because everybody in the major leagues is strong. Like, they can all hit the ball far, throw the ball hard, run fast. And which we did some of last year. I just don't feel like our weight training program was amazing.
And I would shout out Coach Bailey too, because he's whipping us into good shape. And he has different workouts for us to do every day that are just really good workouts.
Yeah, and he's taking time out of his
right. And he's taking time. Off. Yeah, he is taking time out of his day to make sure we have what we got. Like, we had a meal plan, and he was making sure we were getting our calories. And I got my protein shake right here. Got my protein shake right here. So shout out Coach Bailey.
And I don't think he's technically a coach on the money level of it. So most of the stuff he does is just based on he just wants to help people be a part of it.
He's a good guy. And, he coached me in high school forever.
He'll take his own money, go buy protein for the whole team. So after lifts, we can get a little protein in for the day. And he's awesome.
In terms of specifics for the spring, because we have seen a couple of the teams, I think the one, frankly, we didn't see much was TCC. Tallahassee, mm-hmm. we didn't see them much here in the fall. We saw them once. Is there anybody else that we haven't seen yet that we would normally play regular season?
Our conference is, well, I mean.
We didn't play Pensacola, did we?
Yeah, we didn't play Pensacola this fall. Pensacola. But we don't, like, come spring season, we won't play, like, our first 30 games or.
25.
Yeah, we're not in conference. So we just play teams from Alabama, everywhere, honestly. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of teams are different come springtime.
Okay.
You know, new players, transfers, guys leave, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my next question is, up for debate between the four of you. What would you guys feel like is the best motivator?
If you have trouble motivating yourself in college, you shouldn't be. Just personally, because like at this point, it's I never like to call it a job, but in a way, it's a job. So like if you don't truly love the game, like if I didn't love it, I wouldn't do it, just because it'd be you spend so much time.
Yeah, why are you wasting
you're basically dedicating your whole life to it. Like you don't have much of a life after this. Like you get weekends off, but you're so tired from the week that you really don't want to do that much. And so, which is, if you love it, is awesome. For like, so for somebody like me, I love it. I have no problem with that. But if you want to go out and have the regular college life every single weekend all year round, it's just not something you should be doing.
Yeah, you definitely got to make a lot of sacrifices, which people don't always see that like are non-athletes. You know, they kind of think it's, you have it made, like you have it easy and everything, but like you're actually dedicating basically your entire life to one thing.
Yeah, and then you're held to a completely different standard than the average person at school, because like, you have to have your good grades. Like, people actually care if you're getting good grades, which in a way is a blessing, because you have that person there that's like, hey, get your grades up, get all that stuff. But in the same sense, it's like sometimes you just want to relax, be your own person, but you never really get like fully that, because you always have somebody making sure you're doing right. You always have to hold yourself accountable for everything, because everybody looks at you as the athlete on the school and everybody knows who you are. So you really have to be a good person, and you can't mess up. You know, there's a lot that goes into it that people don't see and stuff like that.
You're definitely held to a higher standard than most people. And I mean, you gotta take care of your body. You know, you can't be out partying, you know, drinking, doing dumb stuff all the time. And you know, you gotta actually focus on getting sleep, eating right, taking care of everything. And that's the things that like people don't see that like go into it that makes it that much harder. But I mean, it also makes you love it and appreciate the game a lot more with all the work that you're putting in.
So. I feel like the grind's one of the most addicting things of baseball. Like everybody like loves the workout aspect or the practice aspect. If you don't love it, then just leave, honestly. Like that's how it is. Like that's my fun for the week. I get to practice, I get to hit, you know, like that's what we do.
This question, especially with you guys being here the longest, is what kind of legacy are you guys hoping to leave behind? Obviously, the season's not over yet, right? We're still here. We've still got an entire season ahead of us. But is there something that it's important to you guys? It's something that you want the people that are in the positions below you to take on and continue to push forward? Coach Younger often talks about the baseball program as a brand, as this idea, this value. So is there something that stands out to you guys that you guys want to keep pushing forward?
Honestly, on like the legacy side of it, I just hope that we are known as a team that like kind of turned the program around, because like we weren't bad, but we were never like really close to winning anything major, and at least in my past 2 years here. So for me, like just getting the team to where it makes it easier recruiting, basically just winning a lot, because if you win a lot, it makes recruiting easier for the coaches and years to follow, because it's easier to tell a kid, hey, come here because we win, or blah, 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 or hey, look, we turned this from a 500 team into a 20 games over 500 team in 1 year. And that's kind of what my overall goal would be, and just win a lot of games this year for sure, and just kind of turn the program around for years to come.
I'd say definitely like leading the younger kids into, I mean, we've turned into the people we are now just because the older kids that we looked up to, like all these older transfers that we had when we came in freshman year, it's like they were already matured and they've been in the game. They've been to that Division I, so we had people to look up to. So I'd definitely like to be a person that somebody's looking up to better themselves in next year, or like, you know.
Yeah,
just work hard and everything, and show the younger guys like everything that you do need to do to get to the next level. And I mean, just focusing on that and, you know, making them feel comfortable and want to step into that role and, you know, be a leader and, you know, push the next team the next year and just continue that on for the years to come.
And it was good picking those guys' brains when we were all here freshman year, because we were just new kids. We had a new coach. We didn't know. We were just in a new area. We didn't know what was going on. And those guys, they just were mentally a little bit more there than we were. So they would tell us stuff that we should work on and how they go about their daily routines and stuff. And I think that really helped us become better players. And also, freshman and sophomore year, we dealt with a lot of adversity and stuff. So with the COVID year, and then, I mean, we had a lot of guys get injured last year. A couple guys got Tommy John. I tore my labrum. I mean, we were just battling a lot of injuries and stuff. So I really just hope we can teach the younger kids on the team how to deal with that adversity instead of letting it get to them, because there's going to be better days, and we're already seeing that this year. I mean, I'm having a lot of fun this year, so, and I think it's going to be a great season. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I also think that going back to, like, taking care of the younger kids is, like, going from high school to college is, like, two completely different games. Like, it's going, because in high school you see, like, one pitcher once a month. If you're at a good school, you'll see it every other 2 weeks. You'll see a good pitcher that's actually going to pitch in college. And then you go from seeing that once every month, usually, to every single day you're seeing that best guy that you saw in high school. So it's definitely a much tougher game. The game's faster, and there's a lot of adversity you have to deal with that is not always the easiest.
If you guys have anything that you'd like to leave as a comment for any of your teammates, if they decide to give this a listen, you guys are more than welcome to share those thoughts.
We appreciate you coming out.
Yeah, thank you. Glad you invited us.
Of course.
Yeah, we had a good time.
I'm glad. Thank you. But no, that's it. That's all I have. Thank you, guys.
Right, thank you, Danny.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you, Danny.